especially if you don't get tax credits. If you're getting all the tax credits and your income is in the lower tier, it's not bad. But if you make a decent living, you make $60,000-$70,000 a year, your premium could be 10% of what you earn plus another 10% for medical expenses. So 20% of your income could go towards medical care, which is scary.
Man, that is. Let people know if they'd like to reach out to you and find out more, if they're in that precarious predicament where they've been laid off or their company's gone out of business or they've lost their health care benefits through no fault of their own. How can they reach out to you? What can you do for them? And where can they find you?
They can find me at 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. They can talk to me personally. I have other people in my office they can work with that I'll be glad to help. They'll probably help me if we get an overload of calls, God willing. We can guide people where to what plans to buy. And for certain, we will tell them what plans not to buy, because if it's not a qualified health plan, it's not really insurance. And a lot of people are buying plans that they think they're getting more for less, and the reality is they're getting a lot less for more money than they should be spending.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna be talking a lot about this, because this is a problem that's not going away. Pat, as always, man, good to see you getting better health-wise, and let's talk again soon, okay?
I look forward to it. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, man. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, it looks like we have found the source of all the backups there on Interstate 15 northbound. It's the crash there at Symphony. You're backed up all the way to Tropicana there on Interstate 15 northbound as you try to work your way through the resort area. Slow flows on the 95 west at Decatur, eastbound at Valley View. Look for some congestion there, 215 westbound at Tenaya. The lane restrictions through there, blocking an entire lane, is causing some backups through there. Reduced speeds, 215 west at Jones, 215 eastbound at Gibson. And remember the overnight construction. That's on the 15 southbound off-ramp to westbound Blue Diamond. It closes nightly at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights were back on the practice ice yesterday. Head coach Peter DeBoer was not there, and a number of members of his staff not there as well, and Ryan Craig and Ryan McGill, as they remain in isolation due to COVID-19. Also, defenseman Alex Petrangelo was not on the ice either, but everybody else was. Assistant coach Steve Spott ran the practice. UNLV basketball, they are set to return to action on Saturday when they are going to open up a two-game Mountain West series against Air Force. As far as Mountain West basketball, that is scheduled for this evening. Colorado State at Wyoming, and Utah State plays at Fresno State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Maximizing your refund and your peace of mind.
Now at Staples, save up to $25 on select TurboTax software, including new TurboTax Live.
TurboTax Live puts you in touch with a live expert, or do it yourself with TurboTax desktop software.
Shop in store, pick up curbside, or get it delivered same day through Instacart. And save big every day at Staples.
While supplies last, ends 2/13/21. Curbside available at most stores. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, the House of Representatives did what they had to do. 11 Republicans joined all the Democrats in stripping Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. So she's going to have a little bit of free time. You know, when everybody else is in committee rooms, in the midst of committees, she'll be sitting back in her office. But before the vote, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and in fact, let's go to cut two. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene addressing the House of Representatives and essentially falling on her sword. Now, you may believe her, you may not believe her. I mean, this is one of those we report you decide moments. But you tell me, and when we come back from Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll let you hear a talking head on CNN, not surprisingly, very much against Marjorie Taylor Greene. But we'll go to your phone calls as well. In fact, if you want to line up now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I decided to run for Congress because I wanted to help our country. I want Americans to have our American dream. I want to protect our freedoms. This is what I ran for Congress on. I never once said during my entire campaign, QAnon, I never once said any of the things that I am being accused of today during my campaign. I never said any of these things since I have been elected for Congress. These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me. They do not represent my district, and they do not represent my values. Here's what I can tell you. I am beyond grateful for this opportunity, and I'll tell you why. I believe in God with all my heart, and I'm so grateful to be humbled, to be reminded that I'm a sinner and that Jesus died on the cross to forgive me for my sins. And this is something that I absolutely rejoice in today to tell you all. And I think it's important for all of us to remember, none of us are perfect. None of us are. And none of us can even come close to earning our way into heaven just by our acts and our works. But it's only through the grace of God. And this is why I will tell you, as a member of this Congress, the 117th Congress, I am a passionate person. I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter. I will work with you for good things for the people of this country. But the things I will not stand for is abortion. I think it's the worst thing this country has ever committed. And if we are to say in God we trust, how do we murder God's creation in the womb? Another thing I will say to this body is I want to work with all of you for our people. It should be America first always. Always. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret a few years ago, then I think we are in a real big problem, a very big problem. What shall we do as Americans? Shall we stay divided like this? Will we allow the media that is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us? Will we allow ourselves to be addicted to hate and hating one another? I hope not, because that's not the future I want for my children, and it's not the future I want for any of your children. I yield back my time. Thank you.
And thank you. Gloria Borger is a talking head on CNN. Let's just call her unimpressed by the mea culpa of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is a congresswoman from Georgia. Gloria Borger, a talking head on CNN. Let's go to cut four real quick. We'll see if we can squeeze it in before the break. Because Gloria Borger seemed, shall we say, underwhelmed by Marjorie Taylor Greene's mea culpa on the floor of the United States House. Here it is.
I think there are going to be some Republicans, obviously, who are going to be very, very willing to listen to her if they vote to support her, not to take her off the committees, because they can say, look, she got up there and she apologized. But as you pointed out, she didn't really apologize. What she did was say, oh, those were a bunch of tweets. If it weren't for those tweets, there would be nothing. Well, of course, we've all seen the videos. We've seen the videos of her with David Hogg, the student from Parkland. We've seen the video of her saying, did we ever see the plane go into the building on 9/11, et cetera, et cetera. And what she did instead today, Brianna, is try to make herself a victim here. She is trying to make herself a victim of the cancel culture and a symbol for the Republican Party of somebody who has been canceled unfairly. And at 10:30 this morning, she sent out a tweet, which doesn't sound very apologetic, which said, it's not just me they want to cancel. They want to cancel every Republican. Don't let the mob win. So suddenly, she is a symbol for Republicans. And I think Republicans who want the party to be about policy and not lunacy will look at this and say, no, 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 no. You are not my symbol of anything.
Have it. Gloria Borger, shall we say, unimpressed. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Trump is finalizing the defense for the impeachment trial that begins on Monday. We'll talk about that. And we'll be joined by Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Behavioral economics, and it's devoted to exploring how we make financial decisions, including the bad ones. Behavioral economics tries to pinpoint where our brains and emotions lead us wrong, as well as what we can do about it. For a little insight on that, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, making emotional financial decisions can be disastrous.
You want to talk about emotions during a decision process? Think about the last time you and your wife were in the car and you wanted to go somewhere to eat.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. You know, the funny thing always was my wife says she doesn't care until I decide where to go, and then she doesn't want that.
There we go. Been there, done that.
So the very important part is we need to analyze the fact that our brains think differently, and especially when it comes to the money world. With restaurants, Steve, at least we know what that kind of food tastes like, what it looks like, and when with what the restaurant is like. We haven't been to retirement yet.
You're right. Absolutely.
We don't know what it really looks like. We don't know what going to want to do. The hardest part for me is sitting down with folks and helping them figure out, number one, where they are right now in the financial world, but number two, what they want to do in retirement all the way through retirement, not the day of retirement, but 30 or 40 years down the road. And so that's called true retirement planning. It's looking at your portfolio, making sure that some of that is protected, making sure that you understand the risks of retirement, the long-term care, needing some life insurance maybe, because we're all going to pass away. You know, Steve, life insurance is the one investment that's guaranteed to pay up. And so life insurance policies these days will also pay for your long-term care if you have the right policy. But a true retirement plan comes first with you in mind and then designing where you want to be. And if you are one of the next 10 people who call, we'll do that at no cost or obligation. That's a $1,000 value. You also get a three-book set of three of the eight books that I've written over my life.
That sounds great, Coach. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or just text the word Vegas to 21,000. Vegas to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with test drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99, due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-20. 21.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I'll be there this weekend. Yeah, I love their breakfast on East Flamingo at Pecos. Nancy Pelosi every Thursday has a weekly press briefing in Washington before she flies home to California. And one of the things she talked about today, the question came up about why do impeachment? If we know that it's going to take 17 Republicans to convict, and they've only got about five willing to vote to convict, the question is, why go through the motions? You don't have the Chief Justice. It looks like a show trial. This was Nancy Pelosi, cut six, earlier today. And why bother with the impeachment trial at all?
Again, we're here to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. The world witnessed the incitement that the president caused to incite a insurrection against our government, against our Capitol, against members of Congress, with the use of force and violence. Why bother? Why bother? Ask our founders why bother. Ask those who wrote the Constitution. Ask Abraham Lincoln. Ask anyone who cares about our democracy why we are bothering. You cannot go forward until you have justice. And what did we say about the preamble to the Constitution? Didn't we say it started out with justice? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. You've heard me say again and again, Pope Paul VI said, if you want peace, work for justice. Martin Luther King, peace is not just the absence of dissension, it is the presence of justice. So we will honor the Constitution by establishing justice. And again, we can do a couple of things at once. We are moving with our legislation to pass the Biden-Harris administration COVID package. The people, the whole world were witnesses to this, as I said before. So we'll see. I have no idea how the managers will proceed. I saw their brief when you saw their brief. I'm so proud of the dignity with which they have brought to enabling us to honor our Constitution. If we were not to follow up with this, we might as well remove any penalty from the Constitution of impeachment. Just take it out. But our founders, they knew about two things, and we keep hearing this again and again. They were fearful of a demagogue, and they were fearful of a demagogue and a mob. And that's exactly what defended. The effect of that is exactly what defended on the Constitution. But I want the public to know that there is no opportunity cost in our defending the Constitution. In fact, it is an enhancement for us to do our work in a way that is respectful of the institutions in which we serve, the Constitution, which we take an oath to protect and defend.
There you have it, Nancy Pelosi. Why bother with an impeachment? Here's my difficulty with this. First of all, under what auspices does the Senate feel like they can have a trial headed up by a member, Patrick Leahy, not the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and you're prosecuting a guy who isn't even president? You're not removing him from office. He's already gone. He's already gone. So somebody explain to me, and by the way, if you have some answers to this, that's not a rhetorical question. Call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And somebody explain to me, under what auspices can they have this trial? I mean, you and I could get together and we could have a trial of, say, I don't know, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton. They're ex-presidents, just like Donald J. Trump is an ex-president. Can just anybody show up on a street corner and have a trial? Is that what we're talking about here? It makes no sense at all. In fact, one of the people I'm going to tap her expertise is Heidi Harris. You hear her every day, 9 till noon. And I'm dying to find out what she thinks about this, because we have not had a chance during our visits on her show to talk about this whole thing. But it is bizarre that, you know, anybody could have a trial, designate one person to be the judge. I mean, it sounds like something from, I don't know, from the old West or something. It's just bizarre. Also coming up at 5:35, a review of what happened on day 4 of the Nevada legislature. Daniel Honcharu from NPRI chronicles what's going on. In fact, his is an amazing story. Daniel is a policy wonk. He's just an amazing guy. He's the director of legislative affairs for NPRI. And he literally moves his entire livelihood to Carson City for 5 months. And he lives in Carson City for 5 months during the legislative session. He'll be coming home probably the first week of June. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I keep going back to this show trial that's going to start next week. And the president has a brand new legal team in place, David Schoen and others. I want to go real quickly, if we can, to cut number five. This is Nancy Pelosi. And the big question everybody's asking, that I'm asking, if you know you don't have the votes in the Senate, why go through with a trial? Why even bother to go forward with a trial? This is cut five. This is Nancy Pelosi earlier today at the Capitol.
The House managers are walking into a trial where all signs point to acquittal. They don't know that.
What does a big
They don't know that. They don't know that. They haven't heard the case. They don't have the case, but the court of the Senate, they will make their case. In the court of public opinion, they will make their case. And for history and posterity, as our colleague, as our founder said, to ourselves and our posterity, they will make the case. But I have great confidence in them, and we'll see. We'll see if it's going to be a Senate of courage or cowardice.
She asked, what does a victory look like?
But you know what? Why don't we just wait and let them make their case? They have been very, shall we say, silent, hardworking, brilliant in terms of what we saw in the brief. Not only wise, but you might appreciate, well-written, and no spelling mistakes of the United States. So, again, I'm not here to talk about that because they are going to be there to present the case. And we don't have to defend why it is necessary, and we don't have to talk about who's going to be there or not, because we just don't know.
See? Trying to paint lipstick on the pig, so to speak. This is a huge mistake, and the American people are going to see through this. I mean, and by the way, I don't care who it is, whether you voted for Biden or for Trump or for the Libertarian candidate. The fact is, this is a mistake, and it's a gross misuse of federal power. to bring in a private citizen. And by the way, there's talk that they might subpoena former President Trump. I'd love it if they did. This could get real, real interesting. Stay where you are. I'm going to ask Heidi Harris about this, because we're just a couple of days away from the opening of that show trial involving the former president. We'll talk about